I was in the midst of a dream, half awake, half asleep. Gentle murmurs and groans filled my head. I stirred and squirmed under the covers before I sleepily opened my eyes, realizing these sounds were not in my dreams, but were coming from my flatmate's room next door. I grinned to myself and yawned as I rolled over, ready to go back to sleep. I fidgeted and kicked my legs before I turned over once more. I couldn't sleep. The sounds next door were getting louder. The fucking was relentless. It went on and on. I sat up, wide awake, unable to stop myself listening intently. Eventually, I caved and was honest with myself. I liked the sounds. Feeling between my legs told me so. I threw the covers off and slid my fingers into my panties. It was confirmed. I was insanely turned on. I was instantly wet. I clambered onto my knees and pushed my ear against the wall. My flatmate made little whimpering sounds as she was being pounded by her boyfriend. I knew this because I could hear her bed squeaking and waning with every thrust into her. He made grunting sounds every time he plunged deep inside her. It was fast and hard. I slipped my fingers into my panties once more and pressed my ear harder to the wall. I teased my juices up and down my lips and clit as I listened carefully. I imagined what her pussy looked like. I bet it must be soaking wet to be fucked that hard. I thought about her boyfriend's cock sliding in and out of her, his cock slick with their juices. I felt a gush in my panties and ripped them off quickly, desperately wanting my own pussy to be fucked in the same way. In the middle of the blissful fuck, I caught some words thrown at my flatmate from her boyfriend. Get on top. Those words made me throb as I imagined her climbing on top and sliding her already soaking pussy onto his throbbing dick. I listened. Quietness, followed by gentle creaks from the bed. She was riding him now. I slid two fingers inside of me, matching her rhythm, slow to begin with, before moving faster and harder. I closed my eyes, imagining her gyrating her hips on him, fucking him senseless. The sounds of my wet pussy being finger-fucked alongside with the sounds next door becoming too much for me. His groans told me he was getting close. I was too. I heard him cry out as he orgasmed. I imagined his hot cum shooting into her and could no longer contain myself anymore. I gripped the wall and came as quietly as possible, rocking my hips back and forth, out of breath and exhausted. I slowed my breathing down and laid back in bed, imagining my flatmate lifting herself delicately off her boyfriend's cock. Imagining his cum dripping down her thighs. What a guilty pleasure, indeed.